Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe on CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Welcome back. Today we have the creator of the Reinvention Workshop, Steve Ulsher, talking about his book, What Is Your What? I'm Cassandra, and I'm here with CJ today. You can find CJ on her website, and that's fireitupwithcj.com. You can also connect with her on Facebook under a same name, Fired Up with CJ, where you can get information on future guests, past guests, information she has on, you know, what's coming up, events, things like that. So please connect with her there. You can check out either one. We'd be love to have you. Oh, I totally lost my train of thought. I was looking at his bio and talking at the same time, and I cannot do that. But if you'd love to connect with CJ, please do so. We'd love to hear from you, what you have to say, any questions or comments at either place. That's what I was trying to say. And right now we're going to go right back to CJ and our guest, Steve Ulsher.
Are you wrapping your Christmas gifts as well?
You know what? I'm doing two things at one time, and I shouldn't have been doing that. I was reading his bio about the niches ties, and I was
I was
reading that, and I shouldn't have been, because it totally lost my train of thought.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You crack me, Cassandra. Okay, so where am I now? You've made me lose my train of thought. Okay, now here's my question. So all right, so here's what I love about Steve's life is that he started off being a DJ, our guest Steve Ulsher, who's a author of What Is Your What, and we're talking about how you find your what, your purpose. And so, Steve, let's see, you've done several startups, very successful startups. You were a DJ. I don't know what else. I know that you do some type of jiu-jitsu, Brazilian martial arts, and you've gotten your black belt now.
Quite a few different things. From a career perspective, I think the career highlight at this moment is when I was selling speakers out of the back of a van.
So, yes, I think,
you know, I don't know if you ever saw or got approached when you were, I don't know, this was a big thing maybe 30 years ago, but, you know, it was like, you know, we found a couple of speakers that didn't make it onto the invoice. We need to dump these before we get back to the warehouse kind of thing. You know, if you're interested in buying them. So, yeah, that was, I think that was the career highlight to date.
The Chicago cops will be over shortly.
Yeah, well, good luck.
All right, so here's the thing that I find so interesting. In your book, you're talking about a story where you reach this point and you think, you made a lot of money, you're successful, you've had, you know, and you say there's some successes, some downs. But overall that you're like, hey, is the end goal money and this, you know, endless list of achievements, or is there something else?
I hear you. And so, you know, look, I'm not one of those people who has a ton of money, so I can sit there and go, you know, hey, money's not important. You know, I love when people who are just absolutely loaded sit there and tell you, you know, yeah, you got to go out and be Mother Teresa because money doesn't matter. Well, of course it doesn't matter, because, you know, you never have to worry about money again. So, you know, I'm not one of those people. I still have to, you know, get up and try to make a living. I've got mouths to feed and bills to pay, right? So, but I will say that, you know, at this point, it's definitely clear to me that when you get caught up in chasing what I can only term as the commodity-driven opportunities, then, you know, there's a certain lack of fulfillment that you'll realize. And that's just, I mean, it's just the God's honest truth. And so, you know, I mean, we all need toilet seats, but, you know, if you ask that toilet seat salesman, you know, like perhaps when he was a child, you know, how do you want to make ends meet when you grow up? I mean, I guarantee you those aren't the ends that he had in mind.
Right. So that was your point where you said, this is just no longer fulfilling for me.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's simply a matter of becoming clear on the impact that you can have using your unique gifts and talents. And ultimately, for me, I knew that I wanted to have impact not only on those who share this lifetime with me, but also on those of lifetimes to come. And the path that I had forged was just, it was not leading me in that direction.
Yeah. Okay. So the hardest decision then is, I think, what, and I talk to clients all the time. I'm coaching clients who are from New York, and God, these people make a lot of money. Like a lawyer who makes $600 an hour. And I thought, how much is it costing to even have these 3 minutes of conversation with you? My God.
Right.
You know, I'm like, oh my God. I mean, they make, I don't know. I talked to someone who's a hairdresser and they make $1,000 per haircut. I mean, it's crazy. Anyways, I can go on and on. But you know, the hard thing is how do you walk away from that? You know, this gentleman that I talked to who's making $600 a year and I assume pulling at, you know, $500,000 every year and has two kids in college and he still needs to, you know, get them off, but he really wants to be, you know, doing the kind of stuff that he did in college when he was pursuing his idealism. So how does one make that jump?
Well, it's, you know, it's interesting because the jump in and of itself is, it's a process. And I think what most people want to do is just kind of follow that old, you know, do what you love and the money will follow thing.
Yeah.
And it's just so unrealistic. I mean, you've got to be willing to enter into the transition. I mean, if you wake up tomorrow and figure out that you're really born to be a neurosurgeon, you know, I mean, it's going to be 16 years before someone hands you a scalpel, you know?
Right.
So it's like you just got to be patient with yourself, but take that first step. And don't quit your day job. I mean, that's just stupid. If you've got a piece of real estate that brings you income every month, don't sell it simply because you decided you want to be a vegan chef.
Don't hold back, Steve, seriously.
you have no idea.
That's just moronic.
I've toned it down a bit for the sake of the ladies here.
Okay, you know, and you know, one of the things that you had in your book that I really appreciate, there's a classic circle where you look at three things. You look at things you love doing, and you look at things that you're really good at. And I've only seen those two circles, and then you see the concentric thing, the intersection of those two things. And it's the first time I've ever seen a third circle added, which is, will you make money? Can you make money or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right, is when you take people, look, so there's an exercise in the book which is called the seven seeds of your soul, which helps you really figure out the first step of the process, which is what are your inherent gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as you look at that exercise, one of the key questions that you have to ask is, you know, can I possibly make money doing this? Now, that said, I have yet to find any career, any interest that someone has where you can't make money doing it. As a matter of fact, I challenge you, send me an email, steve@steveulcher.com. If you've got something that you love to do and you're good at it and you can't figure out how to make money doing it, email me and I'll teach you.
I guarantee it.
I guarantee it. I mean, now there's people, you know, it's like some smartass was like, yeah, well, what about an oxygen, you know, maybe I could breathe or something. How am I going to get paid to breathe? And I was like, yeah, you ever heard of an oxygen bar? You know, I mean, this is not like, this is not a new concept. Oxygen bars have been around now for quite a while there, buddy. So, you know, you can get paid to breathe.
All right. I have to ask the other thing that you actually tattooed under your arm. So it must mean something to you. You have a picture in the book that says, let love rule. So, and I'm curious, how did that, I don't know why, but it just stuck out in the book to me. Think, I've got to ask him about this. What happened? How did you get the tattoo? In our final minutes, I know it has nothing to do with what is your what, but maybe it does.
Well, no, everything's got to do with everything because, you know, ultimately it's all about, to some extent, self-love, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, you've got to be in position to love yourself and respect yourself. So the tattoo that you're talking about, it says, let love rule. And so it's both a combination homage to Lenny Kravitz, who I adore, and also it's really all about understanding how you're going to treat both your personal and your business relationships, and for that matter, yourself.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone say they adore Lenny Kravitz.
Oh God, I'm telling you, if and my wife knows this. I mean, if he came knocking, I'm sorry, it would be over. I mean, I love my wife, but you know, if Lenny came knocking, I'd go on tour with him in a heartbeat.
Right. right, because you're like, dude, my arm says let love rule.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love you. I adore you.
One of the highlights of my life real quick is being front row and showing him the tattoo and getting like a major fist bump. So, you know, it doesn't take much for me to gain happiness.
Okay, that's wonderful. All right, so tell us how to get to your book. If we want to get – so there's a free version of your book on your website. I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So if you go to whatisyourwhat.com and then put a /free, so whatisyourwhat.com/free, you can get a free copy of the book right now.
Wow, that's awesome. I love it. I think that's fantastic. What a wonderful gift that you're giving people, honestly.
It's Christmas. Go get your Christmas gift.
Thank you, Santa. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Santa, Steve Ulcher. So we have Steve Ulcher, author of What Is Your What? And if you'd like to get more information, make sure to go to his website, steveulcher.com, O-L-S-H-E-R. Is that right?
Yep, yep, sure.
Okay, O-L-S-H-E-R. Oh, my goodness. I can barely talk. And Cassandra's probably still wrapping her gifts back there. Okay.
Oh, if you good. Want
to get more information, make sure to go to Work and Purpose on the FiredUpWithCJ.com website. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for being here, Steve.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Take care, guys.
Take care. Bye.